Well, let's turn now to the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. They say nearly 900 people have been killed by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes in Syria since the strike started in late September. They said most of those killed were ISIS fighters, although at least 50 civilians died in airstrikes. Meantime, in Iraq, the U.S. fight against ISIS is now complicated by divisions between Kurds and Arabs. The Kurds have been fighting to take territory back from ISIS, a Sunni-led extremist group. But when they retake the land, in many cases, they're not letting any Arabs back in, claiming they're sympathetic to ISIS, which, of course, not all Arabs are. NPR's Leila Fadel is in Erbil, in northern Iraq. Leila, remind us of this split between Kurds and Arabs in Iraq.
Well, there is a historic enmity here. The Kurds have long aspired to have an independent state, and there's anger towards Sunni Arabs who were part of the Arabization process under Saddam Hussein, who took Kurdish villages. And now, when ISIS has come into mixed areas of Arabs and Kurds, Kurdish residents say, we don't trust the Arabs, they sided with ISIS, and now we don't want them back here. And so they're not allowing them in at all.
Well, and we're reminded that although ISIS are Sunni fighters, not all Sunni Arabs in Iraq support them, and certainly the Shia Arabs don't support them.
That's right. Not all Sunni Arabs support them, and also ISIS is not all Arab. There are Kurdish fighters among them. There are Turkmen fighters among them. There are European Muslims. There are people from around the world who have come to fight with ISIS, and they're not necessarily all Sunni Arabs. We've seen many Sunni Arabs die fighting ISIS, massacred in places in Anbar province. And of course, Shia Arabs are a different story, but they're not as many of them up in this northern area. Shia militias are battling ISIS across the country, and that's a whole nother problem because they are also targeting Sunni Arabs, saying they are sympathizers of ISIS.
Well, but staying with the Kurds, are they using their fight against ISIS as a cover to expel Arabs from towns that they feel are rightfully theirs?
That's what their critics claim. They say that during this fight, the Kurdish regional government has used the opportunity to seize territory, to seize disputed territory that Kurds believe are part of a future Kurdistan, and Arabs believe are part of Arab Iraq. And so their critics all say, well, they're seizing territory, only territory they're interested in. They're selling oil on their own, and they're using this horrible fight to further their own political aspirations.
Well, you visited the town of Zumar, in which Kurds are going back, Arabs are not. Is this sort of fitting that picture?
Yes, the visit to Zumar was quite fascinating because when we walked into that city, a few families had returned. It was a city that had been rigged with explosives throughout. So you see that the families are coming back carefully. Kurdish forces are helping them return. But Arab families are not coming back. They're not welcome back. And on top of that, if you see Arab homes in the area that are still standing, they're tagged with the word booked or reserved. And I asked what that meant, why it was written booked on their homes. And the Peshmerga and the Kurdish residents there said, well, if Kurds came back and their homes were destroyed, they went and took an Arab home that will be theirs in the future. They say it's just fair because ISIS destroyed their homes and Arab Sunnis sided with ISIS in their eyes, and therefore they should take those homes.
Now, you visited another town for a report over the weekend. Let's listen to a little of the sound you gathered there. This is Barham Saleh, an Iraqi Kurdish politician, former deputy prime minister in Iraq, who says Kurds have to fight for Kurdish land, Sunni Arabs have to fight for Sunni Arab land.
ISIS cannot be quelled by a Shia army or by a Kurdish army. The Sunnis who are afflicted by this problem are at the heart of this problem. They need to be given a stake in the political process in Iraq. They need to be helped to stand up a local army that can defend those territories.
Your thoughts on that comment?
Well, basically what he's describing is a country that is being held together by a string, but ultimately the loyalty is divided on ethnic and sectarian lines. Already, northern Iraq, much of northern Iraq is seen as Kurdish, the center, the middle, Sunni Arab, a lot of the areas that ISIS has taken control, and Baghdad and further south as Shia Arab. So people wonder whether this country can really stay together when already on the ground you're seeing a de facto segregation on the population level.
And Leila, while we have you there in Erbil, is the announcement that the U.S., that President Obama wants to send 1,500 more troops, there are 1,500 there now, to act as advisors for the Iraq army, is that resonating there?
Yes, here in the Kurdish North, it's being welcomed. Of course, some of the advisors, you're seeing European and Western advisors throughout this city sitting in hotel lobbies, and people want American help right now. It's not like it was in 2003 where they were seen as invaders. They're saying they want more airstrikes, they want advisors. They're not necessarily calling for boots on the ground, but they're welcoming this move.
Yeah. MPR's Leyla Fadel in Erbil in northern Iraq. Leyla, thank you.
Thank you.